This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So it's becoming obvious to everyone now that the censorship war being waged by YouTube against its own users has been escalated to a whole new phase of kinetic warfare. This is because of the that shooter, what's her name, Nassim, the vegan, what is she, an animal rights activist? She speaks Farsi, she's Iranian, and she took a gun in and started blowing away people who work for YouTube. Now, that's kind of old news at this point, at least in the modern news cycle, which comes and goes quickly, but the realization is hitting home across the media of something that I pointed out in the hours right after the shooting, which is that, hey, when these companies censor people, they ruin their lives. A lot of lives are being destroyed by these companies. It doesn't justify the actions of a mass shooter, but it does help to explain what may have driven them to that moment when they snapped. What is it that clicked in their brain that made them pick up a gun and go in and just start blasting away at YouTube employees? Until YouTube starts to recognize that they are mucking around with real lives, with real repercussions and real consequences, this is going to continue, I fear, because I think that that woman is not the only one who's on the verge of picking up a gun and blasting away at employees of many of these companies that are engaged in this outrageous censorship, Google, Facebook, you know, Twitter, YouTube, and so on. And even though many of us have been censored, including myself, we don't go out there and call for violence against YouTube, and we don't obviously go pick up rifles and start shooting YouTube employees, thank goodness for YouTube, because, you know, we're not violent people. We want to resolve problems in a fair and equitable way. We just want to have a level playing field. We just want to have a voice. But lots of people just want to have a voice, and when they're denied that platform, they can go berserk, as we've just witnessed. So YouTube is, they've got to be struggling with this internally. I mean, think about it. YouTube and Google, they're run by evil globalists, truly evil people. The low-level minions who work there, they're not like deep evil, but they're engaged in evil. So they're on the spectrum of evil. They're just not the overlords, you know. But they've just been told to ban people, you know, collect a paycheck, keep banning people. Just ban. This is their job, just to show up at YouTube and just ban everybody that they don't like, which is conservatives and libertarians and pro-gun channels and things like that. How do these people think that they're going to... How are they going to stay safe? Because the more people they ban and piss off, the more they're going to encounter somebody like this woman, Nassim, I forgot her name, this Persian vegan woman. It's an angry armed vegan marching through campus, blasting away. How are they going to stop people like her? Especially since she didn't fit the stereotypical description of a mass shooter, which the media was drooling over the possibility that it was a right-wing Christian NRA member, Trump supporter, InfoWars fan or something. And it wasn't. It was this woman, this vegan, this animal rights activist, which doesn't fit their stereotype. But how are they going to be safe, the employees, when they keep pissing people off and ruining people's lives? You know, you take away a man's voice or a woman's voice, you take away their right to speak, you threaten their very existence in a way that some people would escalate. Some people would see that as an attack upon their very existence. You take away the right to speak, some people are going to react badly, as we just saw. And yet, YouTube is still out there banning channels left and right, which, by the way, is actually working in my favor at the moment, because we're launching Reel.Video and we're getting so much interest in this platform because YouTube engaging in all this censorship that they do. And if you're wondering, well, aren't we going to ban channels too? Yeah, we're going to have to ban channels that are doing crazy illegal stuff or cruel stuff, you know, like abuse of children videos or abuse of animals or what have you. If it's crazy bad, we have to ban it. Or if it's illegal or copyright violations, whatever, we have to ban it. But if you're asking, well, how are we going to make sure there's no mass shooter that comes into our office and shoots up everybody? Well, the answer is half of our workers are armed. And so am I. Someone comes into our office and starts opening fire and trying to shoot, you know, Real.Video employees. Our employees are going to shoot back. Unlike YouTube employees who are apparently in a gun-free zone, which means they're completely helpless and totally subjected to whatever gunfire is happening. They can't shoot back because their employer, Google, has deprived them of the right to defend their own lives, which should bring up some questions of why you're even working for YouTube if they don't care whether you get killed or not, it seems. They don't even want to give you a means of self-defense. But in our operation, if someone walks in and starts shooting, they're going to meet a hail of gunfire in return. So that's one answer to all of that. We're going to have firearms channels, by the way, on Real.Video because we are, of course, pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the principles of liberty upon which this country was founded. So we're going to have amazing channels there. Check it out. It's at Real.Video. Site is launching July 4th, Independence Day. We're going to have thousands of channels, even on launch day, thousands. And then tens of thousands soon after. We'll probably launch with over 100,000 videos in the system, is my guess. Or at least within a few days, very, very soon after launch. And then we'll have, you know, probably 1 million videos in the system by the end of the year, if not sooner. And we'll be serving billions of video views a month. And it's going to be a whole new platform for people who are tired of YouTube censorship. So if you want to have a free speech platform, check out Real.Video. And if we ban you, don't try shooting up our office because we'll shoot back. I just lay it out there just like that. Yeah, you might think you can go shoot up a gun-free zone somewhere and get away with it, but you're not going to get away with it in Texas. If you come into our office in Texas, you start shooting, you're going to take some return fire, probably with rifles. Yeah, we don't have just handguns in the office. There's more, and I'll just leave it at that. But if you think you can dodge bullets traveling at 2,950 feet per second, then go for it. See what happens. Thank you for listening, though. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, newstarget.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. high-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.